predicted the 9/11 attacks on your show back in 1999.
You were with Art. Tell me how that happened. What did you say?
Well, we described exactly what would happen in detail with Art Bell. Somebody called in.
It was a listener call-in show, and Art was having us on. We called ourselves the Millennium Twins, and he never had psychics on. But for some reason, he felt called to have us on in November of 1999 to talk about events of the new millennium coming up. And we had to respond to callers' questions. And so it's interesting, George, a man called in from the South somewhere, Tennessee or somewhere, and he said, you know, I'm going to just want to ask you about natural disasters, national or natural disasters. And we said, national disasters? Well, we're seeing a very big attack on the World Trade Center.
And we said, New York.
And federal buildings, simultaneous with federal buildings, and we said the New York World Trade Center by 2002, and it's going to be devastating. And we were shocked in a way when it did happen, because it had been 2 years earlier, and we were just a bit stunned when we saw those buildings come down. But people were calling from all over the country and saying, oh my God, I never thought it would happen when you predicted that on our show, but here it has happened. And the CIA actually shut our website down.
Well, the CIA shut, the government shut everybody's website down that had our prediction on it.
Mm-hmm.
And that
Whoa.
Was really
yep.
crazy.
They were investigating everybody who might have known something. And they didn't know what our association with Al-Qaeda might be, or, you know.
No. Did they come and talk to you, too?
You know, oddly enough, they did not. They simply shut the websites down and our own website down. And people still say we're lying about that, but honestly, we aren't.
How long was it down? Like a long time?
No, just probably about a week.
Yeah.
And people were calling us up and saying, oh, my God, the government shut my website down. I had all your predictions
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
I mean, from all over the country we were getting calls.
It was freaky.
And Art had said while we were on with him, we had a three-hour interview that night, and we made – like, every prediction we made happened from, like, the last 5 minutes of the show. We predicted the stock
crash
of 2000 to the week. We predicted the Bush win before he was nominated. We predicted the Seattle shooting, which happened 6 hours later.
Yeah. Bunch of people
I mean,
were
it's
killed.
All on tape. It's all in the archives.
Did he have you come back after the prediction?
No. You know, we were mystified about that, and you should ask him, George, if
ask
you ever
him.
Talked to him, because he never brought us back again, and we weren't sure if we scared him.
I was going to say, he does, you know, he doesn't scare easily, but you know what? But when he does go, it's a big one. Jeez.
You'll have to ask him what happened, because he liked us, and he kept saying, they're lookers, boy, they're lookers.
When you get these impressions to make these predictions, does it just pop in your heads?
Sometimes it comes as a flash, and sometimes it's through a process called automatic writing that we've honed into almost a science. We've been developing this form of automatic writing, accessing information fields or the Akashic records to predict the future and bring information in about world events and individuals and companies and health breakthroughs and earthquakes and political things. And we've been doing this for over 20 years.
But it is a form of claircognizance. Claircognizance, which means that it's clear thought or a clear idea that comes through. So while we're writing, we get it like a thought, and we'll just – sometimes we don't have to write. We'll just kind of blurt stuff out.
We'll blurt because we're kind of in a – we're in a conscious trance all the time, and so we sort of channel whatever. Sometimes if we just speak it, we'll speak it at the same time, or we'll always write the same thing at the same time. And that's how we predicted 9/11 and the stock market crash of 2000 and 2007. That's how we predicted all those world events, the war in Iraq, to the exact day. And all of these are documented on that, radio or television. They're either on tape or they're in major magazines. We don't just do it on our blog. We do it in a national way so that people can't accuse us of just making it up after the fact.
All of our predictions are on our website, by the way,
psychictwins.com. There's always a record. And talking about magazines,
yes.
Did you not predict this oil leak and spill in our own magazine?
We were the only psychics that predicted the oil spill.
We did.
It was in After Dark.
We predicted it in After Dark magazine and on another radio show. I forget which one. I think it was
Andy Brewer, probably.
Something like that. But we predicted it, and everybody was astonished because they said, that's the only environmental disaster that you predicted for
for this year? And we said, yeah. And because we are really working with very high vibration, high dimensional beings, George, and they've been helping us for many, many years. It's almost like it's an oversoul.
Uh-huh.
For a long time, it was the realm of one, and we write about that in our first book. But now it seems that it's been replaced by a new, higher, more evolved group called Rama.
Are you two looking at 2012? Anything going on then?
Oh, yeah. We really feel like 2012, there's going to be some very interesting things that are happening. A lot of, you know, things sort of like this year, but it's not going to be an ending. It's not going to be apocalyptic. We're not seeing anything like that.
No.
It's certainly not the end of the world. We really feel that there's going to be positive changes, positive implications for humanity, letting go of old patterning to allow for a creation of the new. Joe Jacobs was talking a bit about creative and inventive, and we're seeing a lot more of this as we move into this new, almost higher vibration, a new density for the planet. It's certainly we're going to see the same kind of social and political unrest that we've been seeing in extreme weather, flooding, hurricanes. You know, we're going to see earthquakes, a lot of the same sort of cataclysmic stuff that we've been seeing. But it's not going to be any comet hitting the Earth or, you know, these crazy pole shifts that are and people are so afraid of. And we're really feeling that, you know, we agree with the Mayans that we've lost touch with the sacred, intuitive essence of our lives. And that's what the warning was. It wasn't anything sinister the Mayan calendar talked about. They were talking about a time of transformation and purification and not being so caught up in the material world. It's really about an awakening to a time of renewal, new consciousness, a time of balance.
Do you see another 9/11 type event?
You know, we're not for that year. And we were right. We predicted that there wouldn't be another 9/11 type of event, and there hasn't been.
There hasn't been up until now, no.
Interestingly enough, we predicted on your show on January 1st with Ian, everything we predicted just about has already happened.
Everything.
We said that there would be a terror plot in June that would be thwarted at JFK Airport in New York City, and that happened in June.
And we said it would be Al-Qaeda connected. And it was
at JFK,
June 6th,
that happened. And that's how specific we get with our predictions.
Yeah, we're not vague in general, like, you know, people that pretend to be psychic, you notice that they're never specific.
That's
no
how
specific
you spot
dates,
a fake psychic.
Dates or places. We're very, very specific, and you can see on our predictions page how specific we really are. And a lot of those, you know, we have tapes that you can see on YouTube. We have about 20 tapes. People have posted. We haven't posted them ourselves. We're the most popular psychics on YouTube, actually.